Kratos. In the name of Jesus Christ, I welcome you to Emmanuel Prayer Line tonight. Today is the 23rd of January 2024. We are ending the second month of the 24th year. We are bringing it to a close. Hallelujah. And I'm believing God for his mercies. I'm believing God for his grace. I'm believing God for his power to work in us his good pleasure in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to stand with us together and believe that the Lord will make us whole. Our focus tonight is the Lord cleanse me from all debris of life, from everything that is not of you, whether it's an infirmity, whether it's physical weakness, whether it's a spiritual weakness, whether it's an attack of the enemy on my life and on my health. Let it all be cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ. Our focus tonight is that God will make us whole. He will cause us to be accepted in him. He will cause us to be cleansed and to be standing strong and powerful by his mercies in the name of Jesus Christ. That is our focus tonight. And so please, I want you to invite those three people that I requested for by the grace of God. If you can, just invite those three people and tell them that the time of prayer is here. Hallelujah. The time of prayer is here in Jesus' name. Anybody who is trying to give me a quick call, I don't know where you're calling me from. I hope it's a call from heaven. Lord, be glorified. The Bible says, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, says the Lord, and I will pardon their iniquities by which they have sinned against me, by which they have transgressed against me. Jeremiah 33 verse 8. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. And I will scatter you among the nations, and I will disperse you throughout the lands, and I will consume your uncleanness from you. God knows how to make what is a blemish in our lives depart from us. He knows. The Lord knows. And tonight, one of the things that the Lord is doing with us, as we have asked him for mercy and asking him for grace to help us to be standing pure in his sight, is to cleanse us. Hallelujah. To cleanse us. If Ezekiel 22:15 says that he will scatter us among the nations and make sure that whatever is in us can be consumed away from us, so that we'll be pure and bring us back again. The Lord knows how to make us pure. Hallelujah. And so he continued from 20, says that I will purge you from the rebels and those who transgressed against me, and I'll bring them out of the land where they sojourn. Tonight, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that any fraternity that we have connected with, and anyone that we have had an association with, any environment or groups that we have found ourselves in that has created any seed in us that makes us unbearable in the sight of the Lord, and the enemy gaining undue advantage over us, and the enemy having a foothold on our progress, we stand by the voice of the Lord declaring that may the Lord cleanse us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are other places they call something called ethnic cleansing, because the other people think that killing people out of our lives or making people out of our environment will make them much more pure and more unique. And this is a very different approach to what we are dealing with tonight. Hallelujah. What we are dealing with is, by the grace of God, is to focus on the power of the hand of God coming upon us to set us apart for his purpose. Hallelujah. This year is a year for us to walk in the divine abundance, the abundance of the Lord, the ability to enjoy the blessings of God without struggle, without sorrow, the ability to see the manifestation of the glory of God without any fear, without any clamor. That is what we are believing God for. Hallelujah. That is what I'm believing God for. But when there are issues around me and all kinds of issues going on, and sometimes I don't even know how to detangle myself from them, it is only the cleansing power of the Holy One that can purge me pure and clean. Hallelujah. That is why he is saying in Ezekiel 20 verse 8:38, said those that has connected themselves with us, that has decided to make our life even unbearable. There are people that you connect yourself to that makes you like undesirable in the sight of others. So for the fact that you are connected to somebody, that automatically makes you undesirable in the sight of some people. But there are others that when you connect yourself to, they know that this one carries an integrity. This one carries power. This one carries grace. This one carries a sense of purpose. And for that matter, I know that you are heading towards a good direction. And that was one of those statements that Ezekiel will speak out concerning Israel and concerning the people of God. And the Lord says that those that has connected themselves to you as rebels, I know how to take them out of your life and set you apart for me, for my purpose. And this is what I will do. He said, I will purge you from the rebels and those who transgressed against me, and I will bring them out of the land that they sojourn, which is the land of our life and the things that we possess as a family. By the grace of God, the Lord knows how to take those things out of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, anything that has held itself, attached itself to us, that is leeching the substance of glory from our life, that is making us unbearable, making us undesirable, even in the sight of the Lord, whether it is a sin of the flesh, whether it's the sin of the eye, the lust of the eye, whether it's the pride of life, whether it's any fraternity, association, connection, and anything that does not give value to our Christian walk, that does not give value to our existence on earth here, that does not speak well of the grace of God on our life, that does not allow the power of the Lord manifest in us and through us to be a blessing to others. Today we stand by the message of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that may he purge us all from them all in the name of Jesus. Hadei Shanokaba Libria Kamasuniana. I stand with you in the mighty name of Jesus, that may the Lord purge us from them all in the name of Jesus. Anything that has become Bosando Kreto Saba, that has become a way the enemy can use as a weapon to hold us ransom, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord take them out from us. Take them out from us in the name of Jesus. Any assets, that says the Lord, on that day I will cleanse you from all your iniquities. Yes. That was what the Lord says. So literally, the book of Ezekiel has been constantly being spoken of, especially up to 36. The Lord consistently continued to say that I will purge you, I will cleanse you, I will take them away from you, I will make you whole. All the inhabitants that has stayed in your land, possess your land, and we becomes the land of the Lord, we becomes the house of the Lord, and the enemy can gain a foothold into our lives. Sometimes anger can be ruling in your heart. Sometimes depression can be ruling in your life. Sometimes all kinds of disgrace and embarrassment can be ruling in your life. Situations that sometimes you yourself, you don't even know how it came in there in your life. All of a sudden it's playing, it's having a very loud blast in your life. But God, the Bible says that he is God. He is capable of making us pure and clean. The Bible says that he gave himself us for us as a ransom from every flawless deed. According to Titus chapter 2, verse 14, Titus chapter 2, verse 14, the Lord, Mahan de Kratos, he gave himself us from every, to cleanse us from every kind of lawless deeds, so that we become flawless, hallelujah, or become purity, pure by himself, for his own possession, for his good deeds. So the Lord desires that you and I will walk in freedom of life and freedom from every kind of lawlessness. Anything that is not of him, the Lord wants us to be free from them. And tonight my desire is that he will make us whole. Hallelujah. He will make us pure in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we pray in the spirit for a moment? Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and let's begin to pray in the spirit for a moment. Wherever you are, just pray in the spirit for a moment. As Father, I am coming to you tonight. I desire to be free from weakness, free from shame and embarrassment, free from people looking down on me. That can become a weapon on you. I'm telling you, the devil can look down on you because you are lenient. They take you for a ride, and every nonsense, they knock on your door and dash them on your doorsteps. Sometimes they open your door and dump them in your bedroom. Tonight it's over. I say that tonight it is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Any lawlessness and any demonic flaws that they want to wage war upon us in any form and in any kind for over the years till today, that the value of respect, the value of honor is no more given to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we turn the battle over down or upside down now, and we command the works of the enemy to come to an end. May the Lord have mercy on us and cleanse us and purify us, to redeem us from every lawlessness that the enemy has placed upon us, for us to be free in his sight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice with me and let's cry out unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you, Omar. Masindo kiretolo moshezai, lipra polo masumbra telo kadira, wopasune makam baradezo, zaprate kabante atose, vetaraboska sinanua, aban mahadia koroboshe, zapre tolo broska vutaya, aban telebria paradosa vrande, zakibria pandayatea, zakarado sadua, aban perekratu masuri, zapada biokaba, ade zanana mosanda, arapele korobos. Sandal, a decondia locadi oradose, vatre bosca vionama, biantelebos satiala, atande carabosava, a hantalabosca viorado, zaprando omosca viale, a zipando lomosanda, a zicarabada, bosabiapaba, badumbalazo de cadiatosia, zantre bocabandiata. If you can pray with me, please open your mouth, wherever you are. If you can pray with me, just open your mouth this moment and let's lift up your voice. Let's pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, if you can pray with me, just open your mouth and pray with me together in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you are, in the mighty name of Jesus, let's pray together. Hatano mosadia liparodo mukanda ibrasuri zatarabos kaviona mantalabos sabrande vakabaru masabria parada zepriaton dolosabia jatarabos kafandea raparabros savria. A vosandia carrier, a zuprandia maradose, vacandolo broscapa, imbarade cartolobose, separadabandia bosa, a hantolobosori antia, a hantolobosoniana, a hantolobosori acaba, a hantolobrosa brandia, a hantolobosori abrama, mansoria barabasaviona no more, a hantolobosava, a hantolomosodia grande, zicabarababa zuria. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that make us pure in your sight tonight. Cleanse us, O God, by virtue of the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every blemish is found in us, spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, or even socially. We stand in the name of Jesus Christ, that let your hand that is capable of setting us apart, your blood that is capable of cleansing us and making us pure, your power that is able to sanctify us and make us holy. Today, make us pure, O God, in your sight. Cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hade marado brasa zekanamo sendayale, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. According to Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4, the Lord, he knows how to wash away our filth. What the enemy does is that he connects us to things that will not add value to us, but rather degrade us and make us obnoxious and make us unacceptable. He makes us all kinds of things in the sight of the Lord. But God is capable to help us. And tonight, I pray that God will make us acceptable in his sight in the name of Jesus Christ. He will make you acceptable, like somebody accepted in the beloved, someone qualified for the blessing. Somebody, the Lord sees you to be the one that is desirably qualified for the breakthrough that must come, even in the family as a whole, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shadimokandaya bratos, beyond diabikamama, Asande krato bazibra. And so we pray, Father, that may he create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit in us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit that is not of a great value, any weakness that is found in us that is not allowing the strength of God to work in us and find expression in us, today I pray over our lives that may the Lord create in us a clean heart, a heart that is open for the possibilities of God's breakthroughs, a heart that is ready for the release of the blessings of God, a heart that is ready to accommodate the movement of the Spirit of God, a heart that is ready to embrace the change of the dynamics of the Spirit of God, a heart that is ready to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, to walk in power of the Lord, a heart that is ready to experience the movement of the Spirit of God, even in the midst of the beloved, a heart that is ready, open for the possibilities of the hand of God, bringing deliverances to many, in the name of Jesus. Create in us this kind of heart, oh God, a pure heart that is open to you, a pure heart that can accommodate you, a heart that can walk with you. Make us acceptable, oh God, this year, in the name of Jesus. Wherever we turn, we pray for a heart that is open to hear your voice, a heart that's willing to obey your voice, a heart that is ready to take your instructions and the steps that you put in our hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. And for that matter, I stand, oh God, the Lord, renew a steadfast spirit in us, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is with us, according to Psalm 51 verse 7, the scripture says this, that purify me with a hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me, oh, thou hast been one of my biggest prayers that I have prayed for over the years. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. If you cleanse me, I shall be clean. If you empower me, I shall be powerful. If you heal me, I will be healed. Oh God, if you cleanse me and renew a right spirit in me, I shall obtain a pure heart. And so tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I present every soul that is connected on this platform and anywhere else that they are listening to us and praying with us from. The Lord, may your hand touch us. Make us acceptable in your sight. Make us desirable for you. We pray the Lord prepare us for you. We pray the Lord build us for you. We pray the Lord cleanse us for you. We pray the Lord make us strong for you. We ask, oh God, the Lord heal us for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, if we be your temple, oh Father, if we be your temple, where your spirit dwells, then let not the enemy gain any undue advantage with poverty and financial insufficiency, with pain, with agony within this body, with shame and disgrace within this body. If we are your temple, Father, if we are your temple, if you desire to reside in here, that cleanse it and make it pure. Oh Lord, cleanse it and make it pure. For we shall be pure if you cleanse us. We shall be desirable in your sight if you make it so. And so tonight we stand by the voice of mercy, declaring, oh God, that your hand that is able to cleanse, your power that is able to make whole, let it take hold of us, oh God, in the place of our weakness, in the place of our impurities. Oh, we confess our sins. We confess our sins. 1 John 1:9, your word says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful. Tonight we say that we are not capable of taking care of ourselves. And we say that wherever we fall short, Lord, we come clean by the mercies. Hazundo leketo, beyond the ikaratesumbosia. Wherever we fall short, we come by the mercy, by the volumes of mercy. And we stand in agreement with 1 John 1:9, declaring that, Lord, we don't qualify to obtain any mercy from you. We are not pure as we ought to be, but we call for your mercy to cleanse us. For by your mercy, you can cleanse us. With your power, you can set us apart. With your hand, you can make us pure in your sight, so that the enemy does not gain undue advantage over the temple that is yours. Tonight, Hashonda Ikarodon, Masombra Telekadisa, Mosaba di Krata, Yendolo Mosaba di Abo, Bayakono Mosindolo Tiataya, Vatolo Broskava. Let your faithfulness and your righteousness forgive us, oh God, from all our sins, our impurities, the things that does not allow us to stand strong, the things that does not allow these vessels of ours to be ready for your power, to be ready for your move, to be ready for your movement. to be ready for your glory. We stand, oh God, with our hands lifted up, crying out, oh Lord, that take pleasure in cleansing us, oh God, making us pure and acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says in Leviticus 16, verse 30, that for there is the day of atonement. There is a day that the Lord has set aside to make things right for his people. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to walk with a sense of thinking and a sense of, I've forgotten the right word to use, but a sense of thinking that we have the right to obtain everything. But if the mercy of God does not look upon you with favor, I don't know where our right can actually work in our favor. And tonight, as we are crying out, our focus is that the Lord will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And make us anew. Psalm 51 verse 10, he says that we should create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Hallelujah. To renew a steadfast spirit means that the Lord makes all things within you, your faculties of thinking, your faculties of love, your faculties of care for his purpose, for yourself, for your movement with him. It is all in alignment with his purpose, so that his spirit, which is supposed to be listen to me. We are the building, and the Bible says that the Spirit of God is the tenant that dwells in us, or the owner that is supposed to dwell in this temple. But when we allow filth to take over this body, then the Spirit of God does not dwell in here. And the only thing that we can do with this position that we stand in is to ask him to make us pure, because there are places you cannot cleanse. There are some things within your life you just cannot do it yourself. My dear, I have to be honest with you. You may not be able to help yourself. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. One of these Israelis went to Jesus Christ and spoke to these Hebrew fathers, went to him because the son had all kinds of issues. And then Jesus Christ said that, have faith in God. He asked me a question, that do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe, but please help my unbelief. The brother had a belief, but there was a kind of a lack in his believing system, because he knows that God is capable of doing it. That is why he went to him in the first place. But he also have this thing at the back of his mind, thinking that it may be too late. Mary and his sister Martha said, Father, Lord, if you were here, our brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus said to them, that listen to me, my sisters, I know that he is dead, but I came here. That is why I came here. And where did you lay him? He said, listen, don't bother, my dear, my Lord. Do not bother, because he's just 4 days late from the reality of him coming back to life. 4 days late, it is over, it is too late. But Jesus had to wake his attention to the fact that it may be too late. That is with me or with you as flesh, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. The lateness of God does not equate the lateness of man. And if God is not capable of making what was yesterday to become the reality of today, then he is not God. It means that he's bound by time. But if he's able to go beyond my yesterday, pull back what was yesterday that I was supposed to enjoy by virtue of my foolishness, I could not enjoy the blessings of yesterday, and then brings it back over and then put it ahead of my time whilst I'm still in this present life, then he is God. But if I'm not able to enjoy this kind of blessing from him, then God cannot be God. Oh, Shada. And so Mary and the sister said, listen, it's too late, but listen, I know that the day to come, he will resurrect. But Jesus said to them that, listen, I am the resurrection and I am the life, which means that I am here with you to make it happen for now.
Amen.
If God is not talking of yesterday, but rather pulling the issues of yesterday to today, then the Lord is capable of turning everything and all my advantages that I missed yesterday, all the open doors that I missed yesterday, all the favors that you missed yesterday, the breakthroughs that you missed yesterday. He is capable of bringing them back to pass for you to enjoy them even
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's cleansing you, because he's making you anew. He's creating a new heart in your heart, in your life. He's purging you anew with a hyssop. A hyssop was one of those basic things that was grown out everywhere, like perennial leaves, herbs that grows out everywhere, and sometimes it becomes nuisance. And then the word of the Lord says that use that hyssop and touch the lamb that was sacrificed on the altar, the blood, and use it to sprinkle upon the altar, the horns of the altar. And out of this, there was a deliverance and a cleansing of the people. And here, Psalm 51, David echoes the same way that the Lord will use the same object to be able to cleanse his life from all kinds of blemishes, because he was capable of cleansing him and making him pure. Tonight,
Amen.
By the word of the Lord, I speak over your life and over the realities of your life, that may you see, may you be seen pure in the sight of the Lord. May the hand of God touch you and make you pure from every blemishes, from every debris of life, from every embarrassment, from every shame, anything that does not allow you to be pure, any background effect that does not allow you to be pure, any scenario and condition that does not allow you to be pure. And man, spirits and entities of darkness looks upon you and say that you don't qualify. Today, may the Lord qualify you. May the Lord qualify you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord Jesus Christ qualify
Amen.
You. That wherever you couldn't be qualified, may he qualify you and make you accepted in the beloved.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can you pray with me for a moment in the name of Jesus Christ? Come on, stay with me for a moment. Come on. How can I deliver my son? Oh Lord, how can I deliver my son? It is only you and you alone that can deliver us from evil. And that is why tonight we cry out, the Lord, deliver us, oh God. Set us apart for your purposes. Make us pure, oh God, in your sight. Make us be acceptable in your sight, oh God. From every weakness and from every debris of this life, oh God. It is your law that is perfect, that converts my soul. It is your testimony, O God, which is sure that makes me wise as the simple. It is the status of the Lord that can keep me right and that can keep my heart glad, rejoicing. Lord, it is your commandment that can make me pure and enlighten my eyes, O God, tonight. It is your fear that is making me cleanse and be desired, oh God, more than gold. Tonight, oh God, draw me closer, oh Lord, to the place of purity. Put me in the grounds where my life will resemble your image of your glory. Help me, oh God, that the sound of my voice will be echoed with the backings of your spirit and the hosts of heaven. That when I call, oh God, there will be an answer. When I decree, oh God, there will be a declaration. Lord, when I command, oh God, things will begin to take shape. Because it is this, oh God, that brings you glory. Where you flex yourself and prove your power working in us and through us, oh God, to exemplify your glory, oh God, in personification. Tonight, moreover, by them, your servant is warned, and by them, keeping them, we are greatly rewarded. We pray, oh God, that we cannot understand our own errors, neither can we cleanse ourselves from our secret sins. Lord, keep us away from all those things, that a place for your dwelling can be found, a habitation for your spirit can be prepared, and a grounds of acceptance can be ready for your movement. In the name of Jesus Christ, we open our heart to God for every possibility. And now those who are waging war against us, those who are fighting evil agendas against us, trying to seek for our downfall, visiting us in our dreams, waging war, feeding us in dreams and in visions, making life difficult for us, we stand in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We bring them all down, and with your judgment upon them, let your judgment strike, oh God. Let the judgment of the Lord deal with those enemies that are fighting the progress of our lives and the things that you have called us to do as a ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ from today, as you stand with me in prayer, asking him to cleanse you, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that may the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord God of Jacob defend you and your household. I speak prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ that may the Lord send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of his Zion. In the name of Jesus, may he remember every seed that you have sown, any investment you made in his kingdom, any demand that he requested, and you made it good. I declare and decree that may the Lord remember them all and accept every burnt offerings and sacrifices that you have made unto him. Amen. He grant unto me your own heart desires in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare and decree that may he fulfill all your godly expectations of your heart. I pray that may he fulfill them for you. The freedom you've been crying out for tonight, receive it in the name of Jesus. The desire that you believe in God tonight, receive it in the name of Jesus. I speak prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ. That may you rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. May the name of the Lord our God be your hiding place from today. May you be accepted in the sight of the Lord. May he cover you with his honor. May he cover you with his glory. May he cover you with his presence. May the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Satere kamon sodiada. From today, know that the Lord saves those who are anointed by him. May he anoint your head with oil. May he anoint you with his favor. May he anoint you with his protection. May he anoint you with his power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord of hosts send the heavenly power to be at your disposal. May his right hand be your strength. May you receive the strength of the Lord. May those who trust in chariots fail. May those who trust in horses fail. May your confidence be in the arm of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we provoke the hand of God to work in your favor. We invoke the hand of God to work in your favor, to defend for you, to defend you in the place where you are becoming defenseless and weakness is taken over from today. May the hand of God sustain you and keep you going. May your voice be heard in his corridors. I declare and decree from today, may your voice be heard in the presence of the Lord. May your voice be heard in the presence of the Lord. Where tears is flowing, where strength is failing, I declare that may the Lord be your strength. May the King rejoice in you. May the King of glory rejoice in you. May his strength be your strength. May his salvation be your salvation. Oh, my soul, all the heart desires that has been withheld and has not come to pass. Today may the Lord make it good for you. I said, today may the Lord make it good for you. Today may the Lord make it good for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Mosabrande Ikaba. May the Lord bless you with the blessings of his goodness. May he settle you and put a crown of glory upon your head. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you ask for life, may he give you honor and beyond. If you ask for strength, may he give you honor and beyond. May the majesty of the Lord be laid upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord make you his habitation. May you find yourself in the hiding place of the Lord Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ. May you find a place of solace in the grace of the power of the Most High God. From today, walk in abundance. From today, walk in the glory of the Lord. From today, walk in the favor of God. From today, walk in the power of God. May the hand of God speak for you. May the power of God protect you. Hey, you're going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Your sitting down is blessed. And your rising up is blessed. Your sleeping is blessed. And your waking up is blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, wherever you stand and go, I declare and decree that may the host of heaven speak ahead of you. May the host of heaven prepare ahead of you. May the Lord God Almighty send his angel as an escort to go ahead of you to prepare the way and to be with you, to protect you out, to protect you behind, protect you on every side. In the name of Jesus Christ, every ailment found in your body today, May the fire of the Lord The Bible says in Psalm 24 that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and all that dwells therein. I pray that in the earth is the Lord. Anyone that has denied you any portion in this land and in this life, that you have not obtained your portion today, because the earth is belongs to the Lord, we stand and invoke in the name of Jesus Christ that take your portion of this life, take your portion in this land, take your portion in every land that you are in, every financial breakthrough in every land that you are in, whether in America, whether in Africa, whether in Europe, whether in Asia, any part of the world that you are listening to us from, receive your portion that belongs to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 24 says that the Lord, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwells therein. For the Lord has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone in this land and in this life that is speaking negative upon you and demanding negative against you, I stand by the voice of the Lord, declaring in the name of Jesus Christ that because this earth belongs to the Lord, we take our rightful place, we take our rightful position, we take our rightful grounds, and declare and decree that we take our possession in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the possession the enemy is taken away from us be returned to us in the mighty name of Jesus. We take our possession back. Those of you who must take your husbands back, receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your wives back. Receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. Close them and receive your job back. Receive your businesses in the name of Jesus. Close them and receive your finances. Receive them in the name of Jesus. Hey, who shall ascend to the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place of the Lord? The Bible says, who has a pure heart, and who has not lifted his soul to vanity, or sworn deceitfully, or made any kind of vows, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, let the righteousness from the Lord God Almighty be our salvation tonight. Let the righteousness from the Lord God Almighty be our salvation tonight. For the Lord is our God. Hallelujah. The Bible says this is the generation of them that seek him. They seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Father, we seek your face, O Lord. And therefore, let our portion in this life, let our portion in England here, let our portion in Great Britain, let our portion in the United Kingdom, let our portion in Europe, let our portion in Africa, let our portion in America, let our portion in Asia, let our portion in any part of the Pacific. We declare and decree that let it be given to us. Let it be given to us. We lift up our hands unto you. We lift up our eyes unto you. We take our possession. We take our place. Lift up your voice and say, I take my place. I take my blessings. I take my blessings. I take my freedom. In the name of Jesus, the sorrows of yesterday is over. The tears of yesterday is over. In the name of Jesus Christ. And now I speak prophetically by the voice of the Lord that anyone that is controlling the gates of Asia, the gates of Europe, the gates of United Kingdom, the gates of Africa, the gates of America, in the name of Jesus Christ, listen, listen to me in the name of Jesus. They said, lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in. We call for Jesus to walk ahead of us. We call for the host of heaven to walk ahead of us, to open every door that is shut against us, to open every door that is shut against us, in the mighty name of Jesus. The doors of Europe's breakthroughs, the doors of Africa's breakthrough, the doors of America's breakthrough, Asian doors. Listen to the voice of God. We command you to be open. We command you to be open. We command you to be open. Because the King of glory is coming. Because the King of glory is coming. Even our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And therefore, every Asian door be open. Every Asian door be open. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, he is coming. And therefore, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up to everlasting door. Be open for the King of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, we take our rightful place from tonight. Indeed, do we trust, O God? We know that you will not cause us to walk in shame. And therefore, every possession we need to take in this life, the doors be open unto us, O God. A place to walk in millionaire status. We take that position right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the business field, in the market field, in the production field, in the In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord show you that ways. May He show you His ways. In the name of Jesus, may He teach you His path. Hallelujah. May He lead you in His truth. May He teach you, because He is your God. Hallelujah. He is your God. I say, may the Lord teach us, because He is our God. May He teach us, because He is our God. If He is the way, if there are gates, listen to me carefully, people of God. Psalm 24, I think Psalm 24. Psalm 24, speaking about the gates. I think it's from from verse 7. Psalm 24, verse 7. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory is coming. And then, listen to me carefully. Doors and gates are not supposed to ask questions or speak. But verse 8 says that, who is the King of glory? These are the statements and declarations and the question, the audacious questions of a gate, which means that gates are not just metal bars, but they are personalities of their own. They can speak and demand for who wants to come in and who wants to go out. When the gates of Jericho were strictly shut in, the Bible said nothing got in and nothing went out. And the leaders of the times of old used to sit at the gates to demand and to take decisions concerning the cities. And if Psalm 24 is demanding that who comes in and who goes out, and he's asking questions about who is this King of glory? I mean, Jesus is coming, open the door. And the door is asking, who is this Jesus? That shows the audacious stubbornness of some of these demonic ancient doors. But if Jesus speaks, the Bible says that all knee bows. And therefore, amen. That is what I speak over your life. That may the Lord Jesus Christ, His name, be herald over your name. May it be heard even ahead of you once you are taking a step of faith. Wherever you go, may the name of our Lord Jesus Christ go ahead of you. Open every door for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, and the gates open it on its own accord. Remember the book of Acts, when the apostles were shut in because they were preaching the gospel, and then they were shut in the gate, and the angel of God brought them visitation. Yeah. When the visitation hit their doors, and the angel of God said, come out. The Bible says that when they came out, the doors began to open, and they came to the gate of the city. And said, and the city gate opened unto them on its own accord. How could the gate open on its own accord? Which means that the gate had a personality on its own. Tonight, a personality shutting us in and shutting us out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to come open now. We command you to open now. We command you to open now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command every demonic gate shut. Be open. Be open. Be honest. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is why I was crying out that from the beginning. We have to cry out that the Lord will have mercy on us. The Bible says that it is the Lord that redeems Israel out of all his troubles. The Lord has redeemed you out of all your troubles. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will say it again just in case you didn't hear me. The Bible says in Psalm 25, verse 22, that the Lord is the Redeemer of Israel, and He redeems Israel out of all his troubles. Today, the Lord is your God, and I declare and decree in His name that He redeems you out of all your troubles. If you believe that type, amen. I say, if you believe that type, amen. The Bible says, "What is man that feareth the Lord? Him shall he, the Lord, teach in his way, and they shall choose the way of the Lord." From today, you will walk in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. You walk in the abundance of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You walk in the peace of the Lord. I declare over your life every echoes of weakness and every echoes of shame, every echoes of failures and disappointment comes to an end. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone who has to walk in abundance of blessings, you are the one. You deserve to walk in abundance of blessings. Therefore, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I push you into an abundance of blessings. Walk in abundance of blessing now. I say, walk in abundance of blessing now. Walk in abundance of blessing now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because you fear God. May the fear of the Lord bring you the breakthroughs you deserve.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your portion. Yes, indeed, the Lord is your portion. Oh, the Bible said, "Who upright is the Lord." Therefore, he will teach you people his way. May he teach us his way. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Every integrity that you have walked in.
Every
fear of the Lord that you have walked in. Jesus Christ, may the Lord reward it for you. May the Lord reward all the integrity of heart. Everywhere you have done good, may this life speak for you in a good way and a better way also. In the name of Jesus Christ. If they stand in there and believe that there is something called karma, that whatever a man sows, the same shall he reap. Then every blessing that you have sown, every breakthrough of goodwill and good gestures that you have sown, I declare over your life that reap the blessings thereof in the mighty name of Jesus. Reap the good things thereof in the mighty name of Jesus. Every seed of peace that you have established, sown in any place and in any area, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that receive your portion of that peace. Receive your portion of that blessings. If you believe that, say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord our God is good. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone that is not well, you are healed now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ walk upon you with his presence and receive your freedom and your peace. Every home, let the peace of God remain. Let the tranquility of God remain. Let the understanding of one another remain. Let a heart open to support each other remain. Let a spirit of love remain. Everywhere there is contention, I drive that spirit out. Everywhere there is failures, I drive those failures out. Everywhere there is disappointment and delays, I come against that spirit of delay. In the name of Jesus, receive speed. I say receive speed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those things that you have not been able to achieve in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50, 60, 70 years. I don't know how many of you are 80 years on the platform, but listen to me. Whatever years that you have endured in this life till today, I pray in the name of Jesus, let the other effect of blessings and breakthrough happen to you in the name of Jesus. From today, from the rest of your life, walk in blessings and breakthroughs. Receive the portion of breakthroughs and blessings and the peace of God in Jesus' precious name.
In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Remember that the Lord is your light and your salvation. Therefore, never fear. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is the strength of your life. And therefore, don't be afraid of anybody. I declare, even when the wicked and your enemies and your foes, they come up against you to try to come and eat your flesh, stand and know that the Lord is with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, he will cause your enemies to stumble and fall. May they fall in the night time. May they fall from the sky when they fly. May they fall from trees when they are on trees. May they fall hiding out in the coffin. May the arrows of heaven strike them from every hideout that they use to cover themselves, to wage war against you in the name of Jesus. But for you, from today, may your desire be that you will seek after, that you may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. May this be your cry every day in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Amen.
For prayer tonight, that he will cleanse us and make us good. And when you are clean, what you need is the feeling of what is good. From what used to be negative, from now you are free from all of them, and you are free. Hallelujah. Walk in the abundance of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May he favor you. May he establish you well, found in him, and be profoundly grounded in him in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank him and bless his glorious
name. Amen.
All those who believe in this prayer and have received it, say amen.
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 Hallelujah. You've been on the platform, Emmanuel Prayer Line, and therefore, those of you who desire to be praying every time, every Friday, 8 p.m. on the dot in UK time, I don't know what time will it be in your side of the world that you will be playing from, but listen, join us, let's pray. Every Friday, 8 p.m. UK time. On Wednesday too, we stand in prayer from 7 p.m. UK time. But on Sunday, we spend time in studying the word of God. Hallelujah. This coming Sunday, by the grace of God, we want to be speaking about the retaliation. We will talk about the power of retaliation with its consequences. The power of retaliation with its consequences. That is one of the kingdom mandates for the kingdom citizens. How the Lord wants us to live in this life with this kind of lifestyle, that you do me, I do you. What about that? If you are an ambassador of the King of Glory, we'll hear what the Lord will do if somebody comes after you. Hallelujah. We'll see the power of retaliation. It's a very deep subject to treat. It's very detailed stuff. I pray that God gives us the wisdom to be able to articulate it in a way that you will understand, because it's very deep stuff that the Lord revealed to me. So those of you who desire, want to know more, come on Sunday, 10 o'clock on the dot. We are studying this word, power of retaliation and its consequences, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.